For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. This week, Michigan is taking a hard look at its bank accounts. Lawmakers are meeting in Lansing for the annual May Revenue Consensus Estimating Conference. It's a key step toward the passage of the proposed 2019 state budget. The legislature has approved a $57 billion package that includes what GOP leaders tout as the largest per-student spending increase in 17 years. The state will crunch those numbers to prepare a final budget for Governor Snyder's signature. But Michigan teachers say the funding boost won't soothe the crunch they've been feeling for years. A decade after plunging into the deepest economic whirlpool since the FDR era, most politicians agree Michigan is now sitting high and dry. Emboldened by strong job growth and a series of tax cuts, Republican lawmakers in 2018 are pumping more dollars into K-12 education.
Federal tax cuts, state tax cuts, puts a lot of money into the economy, and it feeds right back into the school aid fund.
Phil Pavlo chairs the Michigan Senate Education Committee. The Port Huron Republican helped create the plan that would give school districts up to $230 more per student next fall. Pavlo says that's only part of the big picture.
There's over $2 billion worth of targeted categorical line items in this budget that go to support unique programming across the state. So that number certainly represents a commitment to do unique and innovative things for our districts.
The Michigan Education Association recognizes the legislature's gesture, but not with celebration.
To be fair, it is a bigger increase than usual, but the problem is the base wasn't big enough in the first place.
Ruth Beyer is the economist for the MEA. She disputes Pavlo's notion that tax cuts improve the economy. Beyer says that's been true in Michigan ever since 1994, when Proposal A switched the school funding mechanism from property taxes to sales taxes.
Because of our funding system, we've had to increase class size. We've had to cut AP classes and special programs in almost every single district. We've had to cut teacher pay. We've had to increase the cost of benefits and increase the cost of retirement for teachers so that people don't want to become teachers anymore.
Beyer believes Michigan should invest as much as $1,500 more per student to recover from years of cuts. That's more than six times the top end of this year's proposal. The budget plan does include more money for programs like special education and early literacy. Matt Gillard is president and CEO of the nonprofit group Michigan's Children. He says while those increases are a positive step, the budgetary process needs change.
We're trying to do that in a system that's based on this concept of all kids get this X amount, and then we do some adjustments. That's kind of a backwards way to look at it.
Gillard knows what it takes to write a state budget. The Democrat from Alpena served 6 years in the Michigan House and once chaired the K-12 School Aid Budget Subcommittee. Today, he's a member of the School Finance Research Collaborative, a nonpartisan education think tank. In January, the collaborative published a study of Michigan's school funding system. Among its conclusions was the notion that state lawmakers should give more consideration to the socioeconomic factors that impact students and their families rather than simply applying a blanket per-student allotment. But the study didn't get much traction during this budget cycle. I'm just wondering if that adequacy study was taken into account when this bill was put together.
No, it wasn't, quite frankly.
Again, Republican State Senator Phil Pavlo.
Adequacy studies are their own industry. Consultants make a lot of money drawing conclusions that aren't necessarily based on the economy and the budget of the state.
Matt Gillard isn't surprised by his comments. In fact, he concedes the collaborative really didn't push the study too hard, knowing that it had missed its window. Instead, Gillard hopes the study will spur dialogue as Michigan accelerates into the 2018 election season.
This is hopefully the start of a real conversation that's going to take years, honestly, and education has changed dramatically in 25 years, and we think the funding formula should at least be looked at as to how we move forward.
Budget watchers say the proposed per-student spending hike is not likely to change very much once the dust settles from the revenue conference. It appears the 2019 budget could land on the governor's desk by the end of June, 3 months before the start of the next fiscal year. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.